Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Yatshalom. We're now in Mishnah Hey of Perek Shishi of Masachek Tubot and Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph Hamasiyat Bito Stam. Let's say a man marries his daughter off without stipulating an amount for the dowry. Loifchot la mi-chamishim zuz. He should give her at least 50 zuz, which is one quarter of the ktuba price. Pasak lachisa aruma. If he made an arrangement not to provide her with clothing, doesn't mean literally aruma. The husband shouldn't say, when she comes to move into with me, then I will give her clothing. He has to provide the clothing, even though she's still in her father's house. If the community marries off an orphan girl, the same bottom line of 50 zuz, or minimum. And if the money pouch has more, then we do it based on, we'll see what the money pouch means, we give it to her based on her stature in the community or her stature in life. By the way, the 50 zoos that we're talking about are 50 zoos medina, not Suri, because the Sefer says that if the keys has more, we give it to her based on her stature. Mine and my keys, and in our discussion we said, what's the keys? It means the staka amount. If you think it means 50 real zoos, how much are we going to give her? It means the regular amount of zuzim, which is the customary commerce coin. Tanu Rabanan. Now, Tomi Tomash of Auli Panis. Let's say we have an orphan boy and a girl who are about to get married. Farnasina Taitu, who need to be taken care of. And from the Tztakam, Farnasina Taitu Tomava, Hakam Farnasina Taitu Tomi, start by taking care of the girl. Then, if there's money left to take care of the boy, Shaishta Kolach Zoral Ptachim, it's easier for the boy to go around and beg. Not to have the girl do that. Yatom v'yitoma sheba ulinaseh. Let's say they're coming to get married. Masina tayitoma v'hakach masina tayitoma. We first use the money to marry the girl off for the same reason. Similar. It's more shameful for her to have to get married without any funds than for him. Tana Rabbanan. Yatom sheba lisa. Sochrin lo bayit umetzin lo mita v'chol klei tashmisho. Let's say an orphan is coming to get married, an orphan boy. We rent on his behalf a house and make a bed for him and all the things he needs in the house. Then we marry Mav Shinemar. De machsoro asheyach sarlo. The mitzvah tzaka in Pashat Re'eh. Torah says you have to give him all of his needs that he is missing. De machsoro refers to zehabayit, that's his house. Asheyach sar, that he's missing. Zem mitav shulchan, that's the essential needs of a house, a bed, a table. Lo zu isha v'chein omer esel lo ezer kenegdo. So for him, that's his wife. So we take care of that too. Tanu Rabbanan, de machsoro, atamut suve alav lefarneso, atamut suve alav leashro. In other words, you have to take care of what he's lacking. So we are obligated as a community or as a charitable giver to take care of him and sustain him, but not to enrich him. Hasheyach sarlo, what does that mean? Afilu sus lekov alav, even a horse to ride on, and even a slave to run in front of him, meaning if that's what he was accustomed to, then that's what he's missing. There's a story that Hillel one time had a poor person who had come from a wealthy family and fallen on hard times, and Hillel purchased a horse for him to ride on and a slave to run in front of him. And one time he couldn't find a slave. Hillel himself ran 3 mil, roughly 2.8 miles or so, in front of the horse, in front of this fellow. There's a story that there was a people in the Galil Ha'Elyon, in the upper Galil, that there was, again, an Ani Ben Tuvim, a poor man who had come from a wealthy family, who had come from the town of Tzipori, which is in Galil Tachton, of course, a litra basar every day. Litra basar merivuta, that's not a whole lot of meat. So Rav Huna, litra basar bishalofot, he said it was bird meat. That amount is quite expensive, right? Tema belitra basar mamash. It means not a litra basar, but a litra of coins. to buy meat, and lots of meat. Harashi Amar Hatam Kfar Katan Haya. He says, no, it was a litra basar, but it was a small village. Since it was a small village, they had to shecht an animal each day to give him that small amount of meat. They still did it, because that was the machsor asher yachsarlo. Ha'u da'ata the commander of Nehemiah. So the story of a fellow comes before Nehemiah. Marlo me'ata so'ed. Nehemiah said, what are you used to eating? Because we've got to take care of that. Amarlo be'basar shamein ve'yayin yashan. I'm used to eating fat meat and old wine. From Nehemiah, who had a more austere diet, said, why don't we have lentils together? So he agreed to eat the lentils, and this fellow died. So he said, woe to this fellow who was killed by Nehemiah, as it were. It should have said, woe to Nehemiah, who killed this guy. The answer is, this guy should not have gotten accustomed to such a fatty diet, so that eating a healthy diet of lentils would kill him. Now a story of a fellow came to Rav. He asked him the same question, what are you used to eating? A fattened chicken and old wine. Aren't you worried about putting too much of a burden on the community, that if they have to feed you, they have to feed you such an expensive diet? So he said something startling. He said, what am I eating there from them? God is feeding me. Everybody looks to you, God, and you give them their food in its time. Not in their time, but in its time. Meaning, every individual, God gives him his food at the right time. Meaning, each person gets the right thing, which means when I need this, I get this fatted chicken. And at that point, Rava's sister showed up. He had not seen her for 13 years. And she showed up at that point exactly to visit him. And she happened to bring him as a gift a fatted chicken and old wine. He said, what is this in front of me, literally? What's this coincidence? Rava said, okay, I brought you the food, now come and eat. In other words, Rava said, evidently he's right that HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow arranges for him to have this food, and that's what the community should give him. So, different approach to Rav Nehemiah. Tana Rabbanan, Ein lo ve'eino rotze li'parnes. Let's say a fellow doesn't have money, and he doesn't want to get tzedakah. What do you do? Notnim lo l'shum halva'ah. So we first give it to him as a loan. Chozer notnim lo l'shum matanah. Then we turn around and we forgive the loan. No, the opposite. We give it to him as a gift, and then we turn it into a loan. So, l'shum matanah, but that doesn't work. How can you give it to him as a gift? He said he won't take a gift. Which means we first tell him, please take it as a gift. If he refuses, then we say, okay, take a loan. So, let's say that the fellow has money, he's not eating, and he doesn't want to take. He doesn't want to feed himself. In other words, he has money, but he comes to the community. So we give him a gift, and then we come and collect it from him. He'll never take again. He'll starve. We take it from the estate. He said, no, if there's a guy who has money and doesn't want to take care of himself, we don't give him anything. But what if it's back to our original case, a fellow who has nothing and doesn't want to take tzedakah? We tell him, bring a pledge and take some something, so he doesn't feel too bad. So in the same parsha about tzedakah, it says, avet avitenu, take a pledge. So that means you take a pledge and then you forgive it. But you indeed do take a pledge. That's from somebody who has money and doesn't want to use it for himself or wants tzedakah. Then we give it to him as a gift, and then after he's dead, we take it back from the estate because he really was able to support himself. That's the position we saw earlier. Chacham take the position that we heard Rabbi Shimon explicate, which is, we don't take care of somebody like that who has money and doesn't want to feed himself. Velamani Mikayim Tavitenu. So what do they do with Ha'avet Tavitenu? So we take a page from Rabbi Ishmael, Dibra Torah, Kilshon Bnei Adam. It's just the rhetoric of the Torah, and each word there should not be read as a new lesson. A couple stories. Marukva Hame Anya Bishiva Vute. Marukva had a poor man in his neighborhood. Davi Ragil Kolyoma Shadi Laraba Zuzim at Sinor Dadasha. Every day Rabbi Marukva would throw four Zuzim through the hole in his door. And so that he wouldn't know who was his benefactor. Yomachan Amar, Ezel Echzeman Ko'avi Biahi Tuvuta. So the guy said, and one day he said, I'm going to go see who it is who's giving me all this charity. That day, it happened to be Mar Ukva was late coming to the Beit Midrash. So he decided to, Atya Devitu Bahadeh, his wife came with him to give the tzedakah. Came in the Chazua, the Kamatsa, the Dasha. Now they saw two people who were tipping at the door and trying to find the hole. Nafak Batrai, they ran after them. They would see who it was. Rahut Mikameh, they ran, the Mar Ukva and his wife ran away. Aili, they wanted to hide. Lahu atuna dahavi grufa nura. They jumped into an oven that had been swept out, but was still very hot. Have kamikalian kare de Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva's feet were starting to burn up. Amrle Devitus, his wife said, shkol karech otiv akarai. Put your feet on top of my feet. I'll protect you. Chalash date. Mar Ukva felt very bad that his wife is a greater tzedeket, that she'll be protected from heat rather than heat. Amrle ana shchichna begavet aveta. She said, look, I'm in the house. Mikarva nahiyati, which means when I give tzedakah to somebody, I give them food. So the hana is immediate. So I get a greater schar. You give them money, they have to go buy food. Well, my kulehai, what was the big deal? Why they have to run away? Amrazutra bartuvia marav, amrila marav, huna barbizna marabishuman chasid, amrila marab yochan, amishum rabishum ben yochai. So this may go back all the way to Rashbi. Noach lo vadam shim sorat smol toch kivshan ha'esh. Better to put yourself into a fiery furnace and allow yourself to be thrown there, ve'al yibim penecha ve'rabarabim, not to embarrass another fellow publicly. Menalan, who was the model for this? Tamar. Dichtiv him would say, Tamar was about to be burned up, and she did not say to Yehuda, you're the father of these children, but rather she said, Hakerna, see if you can recognize whose signet ring and belt and staff these are. Mar Ukva have anya mishivuta. Another story about Mar Ukva. He had a poor man in his neighborhood. Davi ragel shadurei arba me'azu zikomali yom dechipur. Once a year on Erev Yom Kippur, he'd give him 400 zuz. Yom achad shadrinu nihale biyad brei. One year he sent it with his son. Mar Ukva sent it with his son. Ata amar lelo tzarich. His son came back and said he doesn't need staka. Amar my chazit. He said, what did you see? Achazoy dekamazal filei ayin yashan. I saw that they were pouring wine in front of him, old wine in front of him. Amarfanek kule high, what the guy has such high taste, such fastidious tastes. I finu v'shadrinu niyale. He doubled the sum and sent it. Kikanecha nafshe amar. So when Rabbi Maruk was about to die, he said, I to the chushbanoi that stock up. Let me see my tztaka accounts. Ashkar tahviktiv be shivat alfe dinare siyanke. He said that 7,000 good gold dinarim that he had given in tztaka. 7,000. Amar devadoi kalile, my bags are light, v'orcha rechikta, and I have a long way to go. Now, there's two ways to read that. One way is to say, I don't have enough baggage to get into Shamayim. I need more zchuyot. The other is that it's better to have a light baggage going, so I may as well rid myself of my earthly things. Either way, the result is, kambaz b'zeh lefal gedim amone. He gave away half his estate in staka. So hechi avid hachi. How could he do that? Rama Marabi Loi, Usha Yitkinu and Usha, they made the rule. And Vazbez, Ali Vazbez, Yotem Mechomish. You're not allowed to give away more than 1/5 of what you own. How could he give away a half? The answer is Hani Mila Mechayim. That's only when you're alive. Shema Yemin Chasav, because you may become impoverished, then you're going to need staka. What's the gain in that? Avalachar Mita, if you want to give a posthumous gift of over 1/5 of your estate, Leitlan Ba, then we have no problem. Rabbi Abba have tzair zuze besudre. Rabbi Abba had a particular custom. He would tie some coins into his turban, and then he'd let them drop behind him. He'd always hang around where the poor people were so they could collect from behind him, and they wouldn't have to look at him. This is the opposite, because they would know who he was, but he wouldn't know who they were. But he would look around just to make sure there were no thieves coming to take it. So Rabbi Hanina had a particular oni that he would send him 4 zuz every Friday. Yomachad Shadrinoni Halevi Adavitu. One day he sent it with his wife. Atoy Amrolei Lo Tzarich. She came back and said, that we don't need to give him money. My chazit, shami davi ka'amrilei v'ma'al tasoed. She said, when I got to the house, I heard them ask him, what are you going to eat? B'tlei chesov b'tlei zahav. Are you going to eat on white napkins or on colored napkins? In other words, something fancy. Amar hainu da'amar abilazer bo'an asik tovalu ramayin. So he recognized that this guy really was a thief. He was a wealthy guy who was taking tzedakah. So he said, that's why Rabbi Elazar says, we really have to be thankful for such thieves. Why? If it weren't for them, we'd be sitting every day. If a true poor person, a look comes for help, and we don't help him, he'll call out to God, and it'll be a sin against us. But since some of these people are thieves, so we have a little bit of an excuse for not giving as much as we could. Tani Rabbi Chiya bar Rav Midifti, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Omer Kol Hamalim Einav Minat Tzedakah. If you ignore a need of tzedakah, you close your eyes from it, as it were, Keilu Oved Avodah Zarah, as if you're being idolatrous. Why? Tivach Hashem Alecha Ben Yedavayim Levavcha B'Liyal. The Torah warns us not to turn our hearts away and our eyes away from a poor person, and it says that that would be acting B'Liyal. Tivhatim Yatzu Anashim Bnei B'Liyal. And in the Parsha of Yerei Dachad, it says, the testimony is, men who are Belial, lowlifes, literally, have gone out, etc., and done Avodah Zarah, so the two are the same. So therefore, ignoring the need of tzedakah is like Avodah Zarah. Tana Rabbanan, Hamasamei Eteino, meaning somebody pretends to be blind. Mametzbet Bitno, pretends to be sick. Vamakapech Etshoko, or pretends that he can't walk right. In other words, that he's needy and puts on a show as if he needs tzedakah. And eventually he'll end up that way. He will go blind or be lame. Hamakavel tzedakah ve'en tzarich l'chach. If you accept tzedakah and you don't need it, so before you die, you will end up needing tzedakah. Tanatam. Ein mechavino tolim kor beit tov et beit klei tashmisho. In the context of an ani, who collects tzedakah, we do not obligate him to sell his house or the things that he has. If he has less than 200 zuz liquid and we're can give him tzedakah, we don't force him to sell things to go above the 200 zuz. We have a bright that says if he's used to using gold kelim, then he has to start using silver. If silver go down to copper, it sounds like he has to sell, at least for some of it, has to sell his things in order to support himself. So Rav Zvi, lo kasha, habi mitav shulchan, habi chosod v'charu kearot. So Rav Zvi answers, no problem. When it comes to something like a bed or a table, so we force him to sell down. But when it comes to plates and things that are a little bit more personal or come direct, more direct contact with him, then we don't force him to sell. So ma'ishna chosod v'charot alo. Why don't we force him to sell cups and plates? Damar Ma'isili, he'll say, it's disgusting for me to use those sort of things. So, you know, lesser standard. He could say, I'm not comfortable with that kind of bed or that kind of table. So he said, what are the kind of things we force him to sell? Little toys or things that he plays with that aren't really basic needs. Papa Mar Lokasha, Kan Kodam Shevelu Digibui. He said, no, it's a very simple answer. Kodam Shevelu Digibui, which means before we actually collect on his behalf, then we say, everything that you've got right now goes into the assessment. But once we've collected on his behalf, then indeed he has to lower his own standards to meet us halfway, as it were. Okay, we'll pick up on the next podcast on Daf Samachet Amud Aleph in the next Mishnah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.